devastating several mountain villages east of Rome early yesterday morning. Italy's prime minister says no effort will be spared to reach anyone who may still be alive and trapped somewhere in the rubble of the countless collapsed buildings. This is USA Radio News.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A special visiting guest joins Donald Trump at a rally in Jackson, Mississippi. Here's Joe Gomez with details.
Donald Trump shares the stage with prominent Brexit supporter Nigel Farage.
If the real people, if the ordinary decent people are prepared to stand up and fight for what they believe in, we can overcome the big banks. We can overcome the multinational.
Speaking in Jackson, Mississippi, Farage went on to say that he wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton if she paid him.
The man who's received the most extensive face transplant to date at a Manhattan hospital saying the surgery a year ago changed his life.
I mean, I don't really have any challenges now. I mean, the challenge was before the surgery, before the transplant. Every day I had to get up, you know, get myself motivated to face the world.
It was back in 2001 that Patrick Hardison was working as a volunteer firefighter in Mississippi, when a New York man who died in a biking accident, and they transplanted his face from the scalp to the collarbone. A year later, doctors say the transplanted face shows no sign of rejection. Hardison says he's now driving, swimming, and living a normal life.
Biggest challenge in the day, well, I got 5 kids, so that's every day. It's a challenge.
Remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
On the state where is a great state fair. Don't miss it, don't be there.
Obviously, the weather is not important today, but we'll get to that at some point. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show.
I was excited about the fair.
Starring, I'm glad. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. Are they... Is this drowning me out? They're very excited too, Jennifer.
It's not drowning you out. Stop.
Summer is waning.
I used that phrase earlier today.
Did you?
I did.
Actually, summer is waning, or was something else waning?
No, I said enjoy the rest of this waning summer.
Oh, okay. But there's good news. It's almost time to save money with September's discounts with your library card program. Entries are now being accepted for the HCL Annual Amateur Photography Show in October. We'll give you all the details. Jennifer says, never trust an atom. They make up everything. The Hunterdon County 4-H Fair is on until Sunday. Be sure to stop by and visit the Friends of HCL in the community tent. Summer Reading Club recaps, our fall concert schedule, and much more on today's library show. So you're excited for the fair, eh, Jennifer?
I am. Should we give the weather real fast?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to do things in order. It's not the worst mistake you probably made today.
Or may make. Well, the forecast, I don't know. It says partly cloudy and 86 degrees. I don't really think it's partly cloudy today. Tonight, there's a 20% chance of isolated showers before 10 p.m. Friday, there's a 20%.
Anything below 50%, I didn't even want to hear.
All right. Mostly sunny Friday, a high of 92. But then it clears out a little bit for Saturday and Sunday with a high of 89 and 88. That's it.
So welcome to the Library Show. That was Jennifer Winberry with her delayed weather report. Jennifer, why are you so excited about the Huntington County 4-H Fair going on right now, correct?
That's right now.
It opened at 10 in the morning?
It does.
We should have blew this off and went to the fair.
We could have done it remote.
This afternoon? Oh, we have a meeting.
Yeah.
We should have made a date just to go over there and walked around the fair. I don't know if I'm going to have a chance to go over.
Well, how about tomorrow? What are you doing tomorrow?
Maybe tomorrow. Go over lunchtime or something? All right, let's think about that.
Okay. Because we used to have a booth in the community tent.
Yes, for many years, the Huntington County Library was in the community tent.
And you and I used to always tent sit together.
Yes,
we
it was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed it. We'd give away frisbees and fans, and we had raffles for books and DVDs. It was a lot of fun meeting all the people.
So I'm really glad the Friends of the Library picked up the mantle.
Yeah, so the Friends are there. They're in the community tent. They have a nice table. I think they're selling book bags. They're giving away book bags.
I think they're selling book bags. They have some hats they're selling.
And they'll give you all the information about joining their group, which is... How do you describe the Friends of the Library, Jennifer? I can't.
You can't.
They're indescribable.
There are.
But it's a great group that raises money for the library and all of our services and programs that we get to bring all this great stuff to the public. So we thank them. So if we go, we'll definitely stop by and say hi.
Yes.
Georgia Muse of the Friends was the figurehead in Spearhead.
I don't know. You always use. I learned that word from you.
Spearhead in this fair.
Endeavor.
I didn't want to use endeavor for some reason. I was trying to think of another word. I have a little bit of a summer cold, so I realize you don't think clearly when you're even a little bit off. It's funny. My daughter and I play Jeopardy sometimes at night. We tape the Jeopardies and watch them. Mm-hmm. And when I have like a cold like this, I can't think straight. Isn't it weird?
It is.
Maybe that's an excuse I used for my whole school career.
I am not. You set me up for the perfect, and I'm not doing it.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm not. I can't do it to you.
Why?
I just can't.
I would have done it to you. I know.
But I'll give you a chance in a second. Before we talk about library things, I just want to give a shout out to Morgan, who's listening today. It was so nice to see you Monday night.
What did you and Morgan do?
We went and had a birthday dinner with our other listener, Gene.
Where?
At the Golden Corral in Bensalem, where Gene lives.
Has Morgan ever stepped foot in Huntington County? Why don't you have her come have dinner in Huntington County once?
Morgan has driving issues.
What does that mean? She can't drive?
She does drive, but...
But what?
She doesn't like to.
There's more to this story. You can tell me off the air.
And I also want to offer congratulations to Cameron Kohler, who was the teen winner of round one, the Chopped Teen Tournament on Tuesday night. And the daughter...
What's a Chopped Teen Tournament?
That's a TV show, Chopped. It's on the Food Network.
Oh.
And it's where they give you a basket of surprise ingredients and you have to create a dish.
Where is this coming from? Do we know?
I was just going to tell you that Cameron Kohler is the daughter of our very own Scott Kohler.
Oh, okay.
General manager of the Tilted Quilt. Kilt. Me doing it now. But it's really an awesome thing, and she'll go on to compete.
Why don't you ask the Tilted Quilt to open a location maybe on the new Main Street in Flemington when they... Let's talk to Jack Cust.
Okay. I'll
and maybe he can put a Tilted Quilt in his new vision of Main Street, by the way. Can we bring this up? What is your thoughts on vision of Main Street?
I like the front of it much better than the old one. You know, I think I told you. We were standing...
Oh, the revised one.
The revised one. I like the front of it because it gives the feeling... We were standing in Princeton. Did I say this already? Not too long ago.
Probably.
And they have a plaza sort of like what they were thinking of. And I'm like, okay, it's not so bad seeing it in 3D in real life. I feel bad for the residents of Spring Street.
Why is that?
Did you see the back of the plan?
No.
It's just like a 7-story building. Oh. That's what they're going to be staring at.
Well, there's not many. Spring Street just got Flemington Furs on it. Is there houses there?
Mm-hmm. There are. There's actually people who live in these houses.
We're talking about two or three houses.
Yeah,
maybe they can offer to buy them out. Maybe they will buy those people out.
Well, if you check the news article, somebody did offer their house.
Is there a university or college still in the plan?
I don't know. It wasn't what I read.
I think that'd be a great part of the plan.
Morgan says she's not very good with directions, Jim Thatch.
Oh, directions. That's a big difference from driving.
No, it's the same thing.
Well, there's only one way to get better, Morgan, by actually doing it occasionally.
Practice, practice, practice.
So give her a location in Huntington County to drive to and see if she can find it.
Okay.
Map reading is a lost art.
She has a GPS. I know, she has a GPS.
But my impression of the plan is they're trying to bring people in the Flemish. They're trying to – I don't see the great backlash. I mean, they've had 15 years to do something with this Union Hotel, and no one has done anything. So
that's the saddest part. I know.
A big chunk of this lake that's just been sitting there. Main Street's just been slowly dying. Come on. Someone wants to actually help. Get cared if you built a look at the building across the street, that gray building. Who allowed that building to go up? The one like next to the Shaker Cafe that has like the vacuum place in it and
the market.
Is that a historically accurate building? That's a pretty ugly building, Jennifer. But they allowed that thing to go up.
And I wanted to stay up because they're responsible for me not having roots every 5 weeks.
Oh, so the Lake Hotel I think used to be in that location. I think there's still a thing on the sidewalk.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But what happened to our preservation committee when that building came up?
I got to find the disclaimer. Don't make me.
It's crazy.
Since we're talking about businesses,
let's help Flemington. It's such a beautiful town. It's not the whole Main Street. It's two blocks.
We're going to help Flemington. How are we going to help Flemington?
I don't know. What are we doing?
Library card. Oh,
do we need to go to a commercial?
No, we do not.
Okay, September every year County Library teams with participating local businesses to offer discounts just by showing your library card. So it's for the entire month of September. You show your Huntington County Library card, Jennifer, or your Flemington Free Public Library card, which they're not going to tear down the Flemington Library, are they?
No, they are not.
No, that is a beautiful building, by the way.
It is.
So show your card at any of these participating businesses during September and save, Jennifer. Let me read off some of the businesses for you if you'd like to listen. Businesses participating this year, Basil Bandwagon, they've done it every year. They have two locations, Jennifer, one in Flemington and one in Clinton. Jersey Mike's Subs is participating this year. Italian Bakery and Cafe.
They are from the beginning also. Mm-hmm.
Gymnastics Unlimited, Huntington Fit Club, USA Karate and Fitness, Crown Trophy of Flemington, of course, our friend Jim Gano. Sneakers Plus, our friend Chris Gackis is joined again this year. Darrow Sporting Edge, Great Clips, Jamboree Nail Wraps, Academy of Ballet, Red Mill Museum Village, St. Paul Christian Preschool, Bluefish Clothing, J. Jill in the Shops of Flemington, the Liberty Village Premium Outlets, that's a good discount. You get a savings coupon book for all the outlet stores if you stop by there and show your library card. Act Two Books, Beyond Bijou, how do you pronounce that?
I think they say Bijou, but okay. I'm not sure.
The Book Garden, our friend Caroline Scott, who was on our show a couple weeks ago. Comic Fusion, Fish and Pets Plus, The Mixing Bowl, Pambies. What is Pambies?
I don't know. What does it say?
It's under the store column.
Where is it?
It's in Lebanon.
Oh, I think it's I thought it was a new restaurant.
Oh. Well, maybe it's under the wrong column. We'll have to look that up. The Spinnery, Stowaway Self-Storage, Timberland Factory Outlet in Liberty Village, and Twice Told Tales and the Moonstone Mystery Bookshop. So show your library card at any of those businesses in September and receive their predetermined discount. How do you you can get a copy of the brochure on our webpage probably starting early next week or at one of the county libraries, and then all of these stores will have a sign right by the register.
Pambies is a new frozen yogurt ice cream place in Lebanon Town.
Oh, very nice.
On Route 31.
Maybe I should have switched that. Well, I guess that's technically a store.
If you say so, Jim.
So hopefully you'll save a little money for your Christmas shopping, Jennifer. Jennifer reminded me yesterday with what, Jennifer?
It is 4 months from today. Is Christmas.
4 months of Christmas. And Jennifer, actually Christmas season has officially started. You want to know why?
Why? Has Jay started listening to Christmas?
No, a sure sign of Christmas happened on Tuesday night at MetLife Stadium.
Bruce Springsteen. Did he do Santa Claus?
He sang Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That's it. It's started. Christmas. It's Christmas time. Get a Christmas song queued up for the second half of the show or something. So thank you, boss. I don't think my wife wouldn't even argue with Bruce Springsteen. If he says it's Christmas is beginning, it's time.
It's time.
What's on your Christmas list? Anything?
I don't think so.
Hey, I think I found a game I can beat you in.
What's that?
But I could be wrong.
What's that?
Reversi or Othello. Have you ever played that?
Othello I have, but years ago.
Okay. It's a pretty simple game.
But you think you can beat me at it?
Yes. Why I want to try that? Sometime.
All right,
I don't know. Just have a feeling.
You have a feeling?
You can beat me in Boggle like a redheaded stepchild, but I think I can beat you in Othello. So we'll try that sometime.
All right. Well, thanks.
Maybe we'll play on the air.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be kind of Boggle we could do on the air, but I don't think we could do.
I can't do Boggle on the air.
Maybe we could read our lists.
Exciting.
We could post the board on Facebook and then people could read the lists.
Okay, it's time for our first set of commercials.
Okay. I wanted to thank Joan Sabo for all the work she did on.
Yes. Thank you, Joan. She did an awesome job, as always.
Go to the first commercial break with the song for Joan.
Everybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you!
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the library show. Am I on here?
You're on.
Okay. Happy birthday, Joan. Joan is one of our staff members at the Hunterdon County Library. Joan, let us know what bar you're currently at. We'll meet you and buy you a drink for your birthday. It's time for Today in History. This time every week, I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date. It happens to be August 25th.
Are you going to give me the same caveat you've given me all through the month of August? That was the most boring day.
Yes, actually I am. Okay. And some people who were born or who have died on this date, and see if Jennifer knows who they are. I think she'll do very well today. Jennifer, yes, I only have one event today. Now, here's my theory. It's August. It must be too darn hot for people to make history in August. This is the third week in the row I couldn't find anything interesting. So it's the dog days of August. It's so hot, people don't like go out and start, they're like, ah, let's wait till the weather cools off or something before we overthrow that government or something. It's my theory. I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
Even though, of course, it's not the same climate throughout the world.
No,
you could point out, but... Okay, this is all I have, Jennifer.
Okay.
It was a big day in 1954 on August 25th in World War II history. Any idea what happened? Huge day.
1954.
I'm sorry, 1944. Sorry. Huge day for a country in Europe. Paris was liberated by the Allies on this date in 1944. So imagine the partying that went on that night, Jennifer.
That's right.
Probably one of the best days to be an Allied soldier would have been that day. All the days before that probably weren't so nice. But on this date in 1944, you would have wanted to be an Allied soldier in Paris. I'm pretty sure. Just no comment or anything
so?
Like that. Moving on.
No, I want to make sure we have...
Born on this date, Jennifer. I actually separated the born... I have a lot of born and died on this date. So we'll go through this quick. And I've separated them into born and died instead of mixing them together.
Okay.
I don't want to confuse you.
Okay.
Born on this date in 1530.
Okay.
Ivan the Terrible.
He was a Russian Tsarist ruler.
And what made him so terrible?
That I cannot tell you.
Actually, and I remember this from like middle school or something like that. Terrible translated from Russian means like forebode. It doesn't mean the same thing. Like he did terrible things. It means people were afraid of him. It meant like intimidating kind of. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Got it.
1819, Alan Pinkerton was born.
He was... Stop fidgeting, please.
You're making me
He was nervous. A boy detective. He was a detective.
Yes. He was a detective.
The Pinkerton Detective Agency.
Right, he started Pinkerton Detectives, yes. I know him, Jennifer, for he was famous. He foiled a plot to assassinate Abraham Lincoln. On his way to his first inauguration from Springfield, Illinois to Washington, there was a plot to assassinate Abraham Lincoln in Baltimore.
Well, where was he?
And Pinkerton found out about it and foiled it right before it happened.
Wow.
So we almost didn't even have Abe Lincoln for any of his presidency. So thank you, Alan Pinkerton. 1913, Walt Kelly was born.
Walt Kelly. 1913, Walt Kelly. I don't know.
He was an animator, Jennifer. He started the Walt Disney Studio. He drew Pinocchio and some other early Disney classics before starting out or getting out on his own. Most famous for the cartoon Pogo. Can you picture that cartoon?
I can.
Okay. 1918, Leonard Bernstein.
He was a composer. He did... A Marvelous Composition of the Mass, which was played at the Kennedy Center.
Very good.
Yes, I always go to the most obscure one. He also did West Side Story on the
town. West Side Story. Ding, ding, ding. That was what I was looking for. 1930, Sean Connery.
Bond, James Bond.
Right. Probably one of his first and best known film roles. Can you name another Sean Connery film role?
Was he in Braveheart?
No.
I don't.
It's in multiple ones. I was just seeing if you know them.
No, you'll say something else.
That's
later,
okay.
Yeah.
1933, Tom Skerritt.
Oh, he's an actor. Was he the father on Steel Magnolias?
Very good. That was probably one of the more obscure roles, but yes.
You think?
Best known as Viper in the movie Top Gun.
No, it's best known to me as the father in Steel Magnolias.
He was also the father in the movie A River Runs Through It. You ever see that
Oh,
movie?
Yes.
He was the chaplain or the preacher.
One of Brian's favorite quotes from that movie is...
A river runs through it.
Methodists or Baptists who know how to read.
That was a good movie. Is that a DVD alert from you, Jennifer?
It sure is.
A River Runs Through It, starring Robert Redford and Tom Skerritt.
Mm-hmm.
And Brad Pitt, by the way.
Yes.
Okay, moving on. 1954, Elvis Costello was born.
He was a singer, and I cannot come up with a song, and you're going to say it, and I'll say, oh, yeah, I remember that.
I just need one song. We're all singers, Jennifer, in our own way.
Did, No, I'm thinking Goody Two Shoes, but I don't think that's one of them.
Adam Ant.
Adam Ant, yeah, no.
I don't know. He had many. Allison, do you know that song?
Mm-mm. Morgan, quick, give me an Elvis Costello.
If Morgan can answer one for you, I'll accept it as a correct answer. Okay, finally, born in 1961, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Achy Breaky Heart. He's a country western singer.
You knew that singer, Jennifer. And who's he the father of?
Miley Cyrus. We were actually talking about her last night. We were explaining twerking to Brian. Twerking.
Oh, okay. Could you explain it to me?
No, because I still didn't get it.
Okay, died on this date, Jennifer, in 79. The year 79.
Oh, okay.
Pliny the Elder.
He was a Greek philosopher, historian.
Roman commander and philosopher. Oh. The only reason I know him, Jennifer, because there was probably one of the most popular IPA beers on the market now called Pliny the Elder. Because okay. I think Pliny the Elder was the first person to talk about hops or brewing or something.
Interesting.
If I'm not mistaken. Okay, died on this date in 1965, Archibald Graham. He had a nickname, Moonlight.
Mm-mm.
Moonlight Graham. No? Did you ever see the movie Field of Dreams?
Yes.
Moonlight Graham was the doctor who came back, was the baseball player that played one inning. That was actually a real person. A real story.
Huh.
I mean, except for
the whole
coming
baseball.
Back after being dead.
Yeah.
The rest of it was true.
It's twerking. T-W-E-R-K.
Are you going to explain it to me right now?
No. I'm waiting for her to explain it to me.
Okay, 1988, Jennifer, Art Rooney died. What is that bleeping? That's you and emailing back and forth with Morgan?
Yes. Elvis Costello.
Wonderful.
Elvis Costello, Morgan. Art Rooney.
It would be a tough one. I've met Art Rooney. That's why I put him on the list.
Is he a jockey?
No.
Sounds like a jockey.
But I did meet him at the racetrack.
Could you hear like Art Rooney's coming around the bend?
Oh yeah, I forgot. You know what? Starting next week, I'm gonna have a new segment called Ann Hood, where I'm gonna put Ann Hood in different like movie situations and see where her name actually fits the best.
Okay. But since you mentioned that, and then we'll get back to today in history. Next week we're gonna have Libby Cudmore back. You were off the week I interviewed her. And you two can make fun of my musical tastes all you like.
Okay, why?
Because
she likes to make fun of your music.
Well, you probably didn't listen to the interview. We debated Billy Joel. She hates Billy Joel.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me about that.
Yeah, you didn't listen. Thanks so much for the support.
And a delayed thank you to Ann Hood for being on our show last week, right, Jennifer?
Yes.
If you didn't hear that, go to our archives. Jennifer really did a nice interview
thank
with
you.
Ann Hood.
Thank you.
And stay tuned next week where we'll try to fit Ann Hood into popular pop culture sequences.
All right, now tell me who.
Oh, Art Rooney was the famous old-time owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Can you picture the old guy with white hair and thick glasses chomping on the cigar?
That name's about half.
If you were in Pittsburgh, he's like a god there. This isn't Pittsburgh, really. So who's the god of Hunterdon County?
Jim Thatch. You like that? Didn't even miss a beat.
It'd be like he's like the Bruce Springsteen of Pittsburgh.
Or like Archie.
Art Rooney.
Archie from ShopRite. Everybody knows Archie.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, see, Archie is the Art Rooney of ShopRite. Flemington, say.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Good one.
Thank you.
Two more. 2009, Ted Kennedy died.
The brother of JFK
mm-hmm.
and Robert Kennedy. His name was actually Edward. I believe he died of brain cancer. He was a senator.
Very good.
Thank you.
2012, Neil Armstrong perished.
Was one of the first men on the moon. Was he the first man on the moon?
Was the first man on the moon. Yes, that's what he's most famous for, Jennifer, being the first man on the moon. I really don't know what else. I think he actually saved an earlier mission from, like there was some emergency in space that he was actually the hero of. Can't give you any more details than that.
But why'd you say he perished?
Because he died on the stage.
But it doesn't make it, it makes it sound like he blew up in smoke or something.
Perished?
Yeah.
Perished makes it sound like he outlived his shelf life or something.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be disrespectful.
No,
of Neil Armstrong.
No, I wasn't. I didn't know if he had died in some spectacular
way. So this is the library show. It's just about 11:30. We're halfway through. Let me give you another quick update of your Flemington weather. If I can scroll down here, Jennifer, which I cannot. But if I remember correctly, the next few days, through the weekend, we're supposed to have some nice weather. I don't know if the humidity, is the humidity going
it's,
down at
it's
all?
Supposed to drop on Saturday.
I mean, we had a beautiful beginning of the week. Why is this not? I'm frozen here. But I remember by looking at the screen earlier that next chance of real rain is next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, August 30th, is the next chance of rain. So enjoy this nice long, one of the last summer weekends. Actually, your last August weekend.
Nice fair weather.
Did you get everything done this summer?
Yeah, I finally got the last flower bed weeded. No, I did. I still need to do a couple more things, like, but it's not going to happen this summer. So.
Really? That's like a sad statement that you only have so many summers.
I know. No, it didn't have to be done in the summer. Whatever. So welcome back to the Library Show.
Jim Gunnell at 12 noon will join you with his show, Taking Care of Business. That's all I have to say about that.
That's all you have to say about that. And I proposed to Jim, since it is the last week in August, and the only thing we have coming up at the library this week is actually Tuesday afternoon, the Veterans Affairs, Hunterdon County Veterans Affairs Department will be here at 2 o'clock in the meeting room to talk about all the benefits that are available to veterans. So I proposed to Jim, since he loves trivia, and since I found the Queen Mary trivia that I had lost a few weeks ago, and I also have the trivia from last night at Trivia Night at the Tilted Kilt.
Sounds good to meet, Jennifer.
That I would just ask him questions for the rest of the...
Until we talk about the photo show, I want to wrap it up by talking about our HGL Amateur Photography Show, which we've done every year for the past decade or two decades plus, is coming up again. Entries are now being accepted, so we'll tell you all about that later in the show. How's that for a teaser?
That's good. That's very good. All right. Well, I will start with the questions from last night.
Gotcha, Jennifer.
And I'm going to start with the...
This is Twisted Tilted. Tilted? How can I not remember that? Is it Tilted?
Tilted.
Tilted Kilt Trivia. See, Tilted and Kilt. I like Twisted better because you can say it easier. Tilted Kilt. Well, maybe you can. Maybe if you're not an idiot like I am, you can say it easy enough. Located in Monmouth Junction, Jennifer is a big fan of this restaurant. Okay, Jennifer. I think that's enough of an introduction of a non-Hunterdon County location.
Okay, but they do. They have some really good trivia questions.
Awesome.
And these are provided by Game On.
How'd you do last night? You killed it, didn't you?
Yeah. Okay. Well, actually, I got really mad at Matt because if you're listening, you know I got mad at you. He he wouldn't ask the general knowledge questions. He only asked the Disney animated classics.
Hit me with them.
And I don't even feel they're all animated, but okay.
I'll tell you if they are or not.
What is Sleeping Beauty's name?
Aurora.
Correct. What are the only two dwarves in Snow White and the Seven Dwarves whose names don't end in Y?
Doc and... Grumpy. Hold on. That's not helping. That is not helping.
I don't want dead air.
Doc and...
What aren't you?
What aren't I? A woman? I don't know. What are you talking about?
What?
Sleepy, sneezy, dopey, grumpy. Oh, bashful.
Bashful. Wow.
I'm not bashful.
Are you? I didn't think you were.
In some situations. I was very bashful when I was younger.
Oh, I didn't know you when you were... Well, I knew you when you were a little younger.
Very shy child.
I didn't know you when you were a child.
Morgan can't come with a Elvis Costello song, huh?
No, she can't.
Or is she lost somewhere?
No, driving. She has no clue.
She pulled over on the side of the road, hopelessly lost somewhere?
No, she's not. In Alice in Wonderland, what are the Mad Hatter, March Hare, and Dormouse celebrating when Alice first meets them?
Their unbirthday.
Correct. What type of animal is Jafar's assistant, Lego, in Aladdin?
Iago.
Iago.
Iago is the correct
like
word,
Hamlet.
And he's a parrot.
And I don't consider Aladdin classic Disney.
Sure it is.
And then we have to argue that for him, he's 25, it is classic Disney.
It is. It is classic.
Frozen, it was supposedly inspired by the fairy tale The Snow Queen by which author?
Hans Christian Andersen.
Correct. And would it shock you to hear I was the only one who got that right?
And actually, they named four of the characters in the show. One is Hans, one is Chris, one is Fen, So it kind of was a play on Hans Christian Andersen. Oh, Sven was the last one. Oh, never mind. Moving on. We'll take a brief moment here while Jennifer emails someone. Jennifer.
How did Pinocchio get out of the whale?
He made it sneeze, Jennifer.
How did he make it sneeze?
He started a fire.
Correct. What does the prince use to kill Ursula in The Little Mermaid?
A ship.
Which character? These are horrible questions. That was the other thing.
Did you get all these? You could have got the Little Mermaid one because I know you haven't seen it.
Which character?
Can you make it so you every time you get an email, it doesn't bing like that?
I don't think so. Yeah, I can. Which character? But remind me to turn the volume back up, or else I'll get yelled at by the big C. Which character killed Tarzan's parents when he was an infant?
It was a cheetah or something, a leopard.
Sabor.
Oh, you needed the name.
I don't know what kind of animal Sabor was.
It was a leopard.
Entangled, Mother Gothel initially used what in order to maintain her youth? The same thing that eventually gives Rapunzel her magical hair.
The beginning of that movie, what was she using? What was it?
A magical golden flower.
Oh. One of those.
Yes.
Jennifer, I'm over here.
I know. What film's main antagonist is simply called Man?
Oh, Bambi.
Correct. There was a question he asked last night that's not on here. Oh no, the hint was that this was...
See, did you need me last night for these questions?
I did, but he said that this was the film that put Disney back in the black.
Little Mermaid.
No, after Fantasia.
Oh, Dumbo?
That's what I said, and he said Bambi, and I don't think it was Bambi. I think it was Dumbo.
I think it was Dumbo, Jennifer, actually.
Okay, so and then I will do the answer is a Grammy Album of the Year.
Okay.
And I don't know why some of these have asterisks or not. What biblical tower attempts to explain the origins of language?
Babel?
Correct. Can you name the artist?
Oh, so the name of the album is Babel?
Yeah.
The Goo Goo Dolls.
Mumford & Sons.
Oh.
2012. What is the name given to Elvis Presley's home?
Graceland. That's Paul Simon.
Correct. 1986. What year did the Berlin Wall finally fall?
1979.
89.
Oh.
Taylor Swift.
Gotcha.
1983. Many films of Alfred Hitchcock can fit into which genre?
Horror. Terror.
1983. Suspense. Grammy Album of the Year.
Thriller.
Michael Jackson.
Gotcha.
What is the new minimum age in Hawaii and New York City for a person to buy cigarettes from 2011?
18.
21. Adele. What is the best adjective?
This is an interesting category.
It is, and this is the question he stopped at. And now I'm mad at him again because he stopped here. Which is the best adjective to describe vampires, ghosts, and wizards from 1999?
Scary, frightening.
Supernatural by Santana.
Gotcha.
Levittown became a major archetype for what type of community living in America?
Suburban.
Suburbs, and it was Arcade Fire from 2010. The 21 Club and the former Roseland Ball sat on which Manhattan street?
52nd Street. Billy Joel.
I would have known that. What is the term for a religious belief not based on proof? This from
what letter to begin with?
F, and it's from 1987.
Faith?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, George Michael. Hey, I was going to get that.
Sorry. 2012. The Babel was released in 2012, not the Grammy win. So that's a bogus question. The scientific name for what plant is Yucca brevifolia? It's from 1987. It's one of your favorite groups.
1987, one of Springsteen? McCartney? What?
Joshua Tree.
Oh, you too.
You too. All right, you want general knowledge or do you want to see test your skills?
Let's try general knowledge.
Against the ship. Okay.
We'll do general knowledge, take a commercial break, and do the what? The Queen Mary trivia?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like gross tonnage? I'm not going to know that.
No, no, no. All right, I'll do this side, and then we'll save the other side for next time.
Okay.
While now it is part of the Justice Department, the ATF was first under which federal department?
Treasury.
The small kingdom of Bhutan was what very large has what very large country at its southern border?
India.
The coffee bean we roast and brew is which part of the plant?
The fruit.
The seed or the pit in the fruit.
Oh.
Released in 2007, what was the name of the fourth call of duty?
Soldier's honor.
Modern warfare. What is the name of the era of U.S. history between 1865 to 1877?
Reconstruction.
This past April, which NBA star scored 60 points in his final game?
Kobe Bryant.
Leaves of Grass is a collection of poetry.
Walt Whitman.
Which comedian created a web series called Horace and Pete?
Louis C.K.
Wow, very impressive. J-Lo's first album was On the Six. What does the six refer to?
On the six, her butt.
Well, that was a good one.
What is it?
The MTA subway line, New York City, the six train. That was good. What was Kevin Hart's character's job in the 2014 movie Ride Along?
He was a cop.
He was a security guard.
Oh.
All right, let's knock these off because we still have 4 minutes to go before
our commercial. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Let's knock them off.
What was the first college Barack Obama attended?
Stanford.
Occidental. What dish, also the name of an animated movie, is said to have originated in Nice, France, and is essentially stewed vegetables?
Ratatouille.
Stanley is the capital of which archipelago off the Patagonian shelf?
Indonesia.
Falkland Islands. Alpha Centauri is the closest what to our sun?
Solar system.
Star system, yes. Which was the last Canadian team to win the Stanley Cup?
The Calgary, Edmonton, what?
Montreal Canadiens.
Oh, really?
And for extra points, which year? 93.
I don't know if that's true.
In
93?
Yeah.
Really?
I'll look it up in the commercial break.
Okay.
In 1905, Norway gained independence from which country?
England.
Sweden. From French to puff out, what hairstyle famously adorned?
Bouffant.
By Lady Bird Johnson. In 1994, which band famously boycotted Ticketmaster, even testifying in front of Congress?
Pearl Jam.
Mm-hmm. Bob Vila hosted which home improvement TV show from 1979 to
1990?
This Old House. Peter steals an orb from the planet Morag in which film?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Very good, Jim Thatch. See, if he had asked General Trivia last night, I would have knocked it out of the ballpark.
I sure you always do. I'm sure other people see you guys walk in, they're like, oh, crap, we're not going to win tonight. Did you win any prizes last night?
Yeah, we did.
What did you win?
Well, I gave away 4 glasses. And then our tickets were drawn for the 2 grand prizes, 2 gift cards. But I gave one back.
Why?
Because I felt, you know.
Nice. Or you should have given that away, too.
What?
You should have given that away, too, to like some people.
I did. No, I did.
Oh, you said you gave
it
back.
I mean, I gave it to somebody, yeah. But, I gave the 4 glasses away because I think we both agreed we both have enough barware.
Well, very good. Okay, we have one more set of commercials, and I'm going to come back and tell you all about the HCL Amateur Photography Show.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property, can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jim Gano will be in a short 10 minutes. And Jim wants to talk about the photo shoot.
She's not wearing a kilt, Jennifer.
That was after hours.
Welcome back. Yes, the Hunterdon County Library annual amateur photography show is coming up this October. We are just blowing it. Some people that wanted to enter probably saying, I'm not going to enter some show where the guy can't even read words, Jennifer.
You don't need to read words. It's all about pictures.
Amateur Photography Show, open to all amateur photographers of Hunterdon County. We do this every year. We've been doing it for over two decades. The entry deadline is Tuesday, September 27th, so you have plenty of time, but just get it in and so you forget about it and don't procrastinate like you usually do. See, now I'm insulting our listeners, Jennifer. The registration forms can be found online at www.hclibrary.us is a link right on the homepage. Just click on that and you'll see the entry form and the rules as well. You can also pick up a form at any of the county libraries. There's different categories. There's student and adult categories, Jennifer. In students, it's just separated into black and white and color, and then there's several adult categories, including adult black and white, Hunterdon County scene, floral, wildlife, scenic landscape, abstract or still life, and then people and human interest. So every photo we've decided fits in one of those categories. The photos will be received at the end of September. I just need to drop them off at the library at one of these two dates. They'll be hung in the main gallery throughout the month of October. So stop by. We allow our library patrons to vote for their favorite photo, and a special Public's Choice Award will be given at the awards presentation, which will be Wednesday, October 19th at 6:30 p.m. in ACL's meeting room. So we'll have first place prizes, first, second place, and honorable mention awards, and all first place prizes receive cash as well, Jennifer. An undetermined amount as of right now. We'll decide by how many entries we do get. So once again, this is the HCL Amateur Photography Show, open to all amateur photographers of Hunterdon County. Do you have a question?
How many of these did you print?
Why? I have to print a lot more.
Oh, good.
Why? I know, because the date on that one thing, Jennifer.
Yep.
That's not the end of the world, that one.
It is not.
That was already pointed out to me, and I've already fixed that one.
Thanks. It's not fixed on the website.
Oh, it's not?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. People don't even read that fine print. So if you want...
I'm reading it right
if
now.
You want the... You're not normal people, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
So once again, the rules, all the rules are on our webpage at hclibrary.us. Just click on the link on our homepage to read all the rules. And, of course, ignore that it says October 15th under the display category. Of course, is October 2016.
I have a question about the photography show.
Go ahead.
Can employees of the library enter?
They may.
Can I just enter and not be considered judge, like a part of the judging?
If you would wish, yes, you can indicate that you do not want to be judged. And why do you not want to be judged?
Well, not that I think I would actually win any. I mean, because I would be interested in comments, but I don't think I should win a prize.
What is your picture of?
I don't know yet. I haven't picked one.
Oh, so you're...
I'm thinking
about it. I didn't know this side of you. Okay, very good.
I have many sides.
I would love for you to enter, Jennifer.
I'm thinking about it.
Very good. So it's open to students ages 12 through 18, and then all amateur adult photographers. It's a lot of fun. Walter Horoszewski, you might know that name from all those coffee table books about New Jersey and Hunterdon County, photo books that you've seen in all those bookstores. He's our judge, Jennifer.
Is he again?
I'm 90% sure that's a yes.
Okay.
I haven't actually gotten the confirmation yet, but he's been doing it for the past several years, and he really enjoys it, and hopefully he'll do a little program after our award ceremony. It's a special program with photo tips, and then you can pick his brain about his life in photography. He's a really nice guy. So once again, we look forward to this every year, the HCL Amateur Photography Show.
Very nice.
Get see your work, even, you know, see your work displayed on a wall. You know, it's the first step on your step to being maybe a world-famous artist. You never know, Jennifer. This is probably how it's happened to a lot of people. I don't know where I'm going with this.
They started at the Hunterdon County Library.
Or just in an art show or something in general. You got to put yourself out there, Jennifer.
That's right.
My daughter was actually was very proud of her. She set up a booth at last Sunday's farmer's market.
Oh, did she?
With her artwork. And to sell artwork. And I've done it in the past. And people just, you know, especially that something like a farmer's market.
Did you do it at Divorce?
At Divorce. I didn't do it. She did it.
But, I mean, you said you've done it before.
I've done it in other places, not at Divorce.
You should have told me. I would have walked down to take a look at them.
Well, next time I think she's doing it again in the coming months. But I was very proud of her because, you know, as an artist, you put yourself out there and most people just walk by and then give you the time of day. And I was sure she wasn't going to sell anything. She sold 4 pieces.
Good for her.
So, yes, it was awesome. So, that's the kind of thing that gives you that confidence boost to continue on. But you got to put yourself out there first. All you kids listening out there, get out of your comfort zone once in a while. It's the worst that can happen. Is that good advice, Jennifer?
It was. You gave it to me 5 years ago, and we're still doing this.
You're going to the Tilted Kilt?
No, I didn't mean that.
Drinking
the
like
radio
a fish
show.
Every Wednesday night?
I meant the radio show.
And your radio show, too, right? You have any regrets since...
You've stepped
out of your comfort zone. Well, you know what? There will be
a few
regrets.
Too mentioned.
But anything that is...
Too few to mention, though.
Okay, fine. But anything that's, you know, is like, you know, hasn't made you curl up in a ball and wish your life was over or anything, right?
No.
Right.
No, that happens when I go back to work.
Life, there's rain is going to fall in life, Jennifer. It has to. That's the way it goes.
That's right.
I forget that exact quote.
There's a quote there.
In each life, a little rain must fall. Who said that, I wonder?
Isn't it something about a little flower, but then a flower grows or something?
That's from Les Mis, you're thinking.
No, I don't.
Yeah, it is. That's a quote from a Les Mis song.
Into every life, a little rain must fall. Oh, it's Longfellow?
Longfellow? See, here I am quoting Longfellow.
No, I don't know. But then there's also a 1944 song by the Ink Spots.
Probably taken from Longfellow, Jennifer.
Quite possible.
By the way, Longfellow, who lives, I believe, in Portland, Maine.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chance to see his house when I was on my cruise in June, but we didn't go. It was up like a hill. I was tired. I wanted to get a beer.
I drink like a fish. I want to ask you, I sent you an email.
In every life, a little beer must flow.
Last week about... an essay contest.
Mm-hmm.
A newspaper up in Vermont is having, and you can win.
Yeah.
Did you enter?
I'm a terrible writer. Why don't you enter?
because I don't want to live in Vermont.
Well, I'll take your prize. You love giving away prizes. I'll take that one. What's the prize? You give you a house?
No, you get the newspaper.
Oh, you win the newspaper?
Mm-hmm. He couldn't sell it.
What, did it say what city? I didn't see.
I told you. It was in the email. It began with an H. I forget.
H? I don't know. I told Hero?
You. No, no, no. It was like Haverford or something like that.
Oh, Haverford.
Or Hart something. You didn't enter? I'm disappointed.
I can't write, Jennifer. I have to have you do all my writing. You know that. How's that novel coming, by the way, with the twin girls?
I was thinking about that the other day. I was cleaning off my flash drive. And I was wondering about that.
Oh, we got 2 minutes left. What do you want to wrap it up with?
What do you want to wrap it up with?
Give me anything new in your life that we can discuss?
Make fun of?
No, I never make fun of you.
I
have a lot of respect for you, Jennifer Winberry.
Oh, thank you, Jim Thatch.
You're welcome.
Oh. There's some new books coming out in September.
Well, there you go. We are the library show, after all.
How about that?
Give our listeners a couple tips on the way out.
Let's see. The Couple Next Door is a new mystery by Shari Lapina. And it's set in, I think it's set in New York State, where a couple with an infant, probably about what, maybe 1 year old toddler, goes next door for a birthday party to a childless couple's house. And they take the baby monitor with them, and they agree every half hour they're going to go back and forth and check on the baby. When the wife goes back, because the babysitter called out sick, when they go back, the baby's gone, and it's missing.
Wait, whoa. The couple left the baby in the house by itself and went next door, but they had the baby monitor with them.
Right, and it's like a condo, so they have a shared wall. So they felt that was okay. And they were going back every half an hour to check on the baby.
I guess.
And the baby is kidnapped.
Somebody knew, obviously somebody that they know. Did you read the book?
I did.
Oh, okay.
And it unravels and everything. And the mother...
Who wasn't home at the time?
The mother and father.
Oh, that's who kidnapped them.
And it just...
I'm right?
As it unravels. And the mother's suffering from postpartum depression.
The childless couple.
So, but all these secrets come out. And then the last page, you read what happened on the last page, and you're like, really?
So it was really good. So this is your tip.
So I would read that.
The House Next Door?
The Couple Next Door. There's also a new book by Jefferson Bass, Without Mercy. And Jefferson Bass is a two-man writing team that writes forensic mysteries. I have not read this one yet, and I'm really anxious to do it.
Okay, we'll give her the tip on next week's show.
Yeah, but definitely, you should definitely get on the hold list for that, because you will not want to miss that one. And Patrick Mariano, who won the Pulitzer Prize last year for fiction, has a new book out, The Black Notebook. And again, I have not read that one yet. Anyhow, Jim Gunnell is outside. I hear him, so thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They have to pay taxes. But we work with them.
Republican nominee Donald Trump saying that he may give some illegal immigrants a chance to stay in the country under certain circumstances. He says it during the second night of a town hall event on Fox News. Meanwhile, conservative commentator Meghan McCain says some of these changes Trump seems to be making to his immigration plan could hurt him in November.
Yeah, it may please more moderate voters, but you are going to lose the base.
Trump's running mate is off the campaign trail for a while. Indiana Governor Mike Pence going back to his state as people are picking up the pieces after a an outbreak of tornadoes yesterday, but luckily
there are no reports of serious injuries or fatalities.
There are serious injuries and at least 250 people dead in central Italy after yesterday's powerful